Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Come, come here, little turkey. Feeling good.
Sweetheart, we got the dogs in the apartment.
I have 6 years of sobriety today.
Woo-hoo!
Feeling good.
I love that. The six is a great number.
Six feels good.
It's a powerful chunk of time.
I attribute, like, maybe this is problematic of me, but I attribute gender to numbers.
What's six?
Six feels feminine.
It is.
Good. Like, when you... God damn.
I don't know why. I was just like, it is, though.
I feel like I look at eight and I'm like, that's manly. It's masculine. I look at 6, 7. I'm like, slender, lissome, sexy, like feminine energy.
Three feels feminine.
9 feels feminine. 10 feels definitely chaotic masculine.
Mm-hmm.
5 feels like sturdy man.
A mixture of both.
4 is like teetering on either.
7 feels maybe non-binary or trans to me.
7 is non-bine. But yeah, 6 feels... I like the number. It's a pretty number. It feels good. It feels a lot... Like, it feels long. That, like, I can't... It, you know what I mean? Like, when you hear 6, you're like, damn.
Yeah, but 6 it also, years.
But it also doesn't feel like that long ago still, which is crazy. But
it both was and wasn't. That's the joy of 6.
Yeah. So I'm loving 6. I'm loving... Turning 6.
I wonder what, like, numerological personal year you're in right now.
I'll have to consult.
You sure will. I'm back to blonde.
Lara's blonde as fuck.
Alert the fucking press.
She is Ana de Armas in blonde.
Blonde. Is that out now?
It's coming out. When? It looks so good.
It looks really good. Doesn't she just full blown
no, your hair.
Oh, thanks. But that also looks incredible. And what makes it more incredible to me is that people are saying she just has a full blown Spanish accent.
I like that, though.
I think that's avant-garde.
And it's Joyce,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
She wrote the book.
Joyce.
So let's just have it.
Let's just do it.
She looks exactly
she looks really like her. Dare I say, better? Maryland stand. I don't want to anger.
You don't want to come for the Maryland heads.
Stands.
But the hair looks
everyone
great.
Everyone was like so mad about Kim K wearing a Ripley's Believe It or
Not
dress.
Yeah, I was like, guys, shut the
Get
fuck
over
up.
It.
It's like there are so many people are dying.
People
Kim.
Ripley Ripley's Believe It or Not heads came out in droves to brood.
How dare she put on that dress? I was like, shut up. It's cool. And Kim is.
I think I. wouldn't want to be associated with Ripley's Believe It or Not, because that reads as like clown core to me, but
it's like insane clown posse.
It is like a fun house. It's a kooky fun house vibe. And while I have frequented a Ripley's Believe It or Not,
I've never been.
It's a fun time, but like I wouldn't want that like associated with my brand.
No, but they were anyway, the Maryland purists.
The Maryland purists are, they're pissed about Kim, they're pissed about Anna. Everyone's desecrating their idol. Where can they turn? Not here.
Not here.
But what I really wanted to talk about was some news I read yesterday that shunked me, but I was like, also, this is the future. Pigs can breathe through their buttholes, scientists discovered.
Yeah, that really got me. I've read this and another pig thing that really blew me away.
Pigs are incredible creatures, first and foremost.
They brought a pig back from the dead.
Hell yeah.
So we've got zombie pigs and we've got whole breathing pigs.
The more and more we learn about pigs, the less and less it feels right to eat them.
Pigs are kind of, they're incredible. And they're kind of smart.
They're smarter than dogs. Pigs are just dogs, but they're pigs.
And smart.
And they're very cute.
And they breathe out of their holes.
But unfortunately,
that's a little Nope vibes.
Prosciutto is just so good.
I
and
do
bacon
love
is
pork.
So, I love like a cured pork meat.
Yeah.
So it's just a tough space to exist in. But apparently, a team of scholars in Japan, classic Japan, found that pigs absorb oxygen through the anus in studies exploring treatment for people with respiratory conditions. And so now by pumping oxygen and oxygenated liquid through animals' assholes into their intestines, the researchers found they could survive without breathing through their lungs. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, but that also,
the butthole can do things like, you'd be shocked.
I agree, but that feels very Crimes of the Future, like, you know, like we are forming into another kind of species if we now breathe out of our holes.
Evolution, baby.
Like, the fact that we don't need our lungs is simply, all we need is a little bit of air.
I think that, like, eventually, because they're testing this now, they're trying to develop it for people. So, like, when there isn't enough oxygen available, you can maybe pump some stuff into the ass. So they're trying it for people who are basically suffering. Like, people who are like on ventilators for COVID, I think could get, like, Vicky could get just a whole treatment and then be fine.
I mean, people who have like a tube for food intake and things like that. Like, it's obviously, it's all like necessary and possible, but it is just like a weird, what?
Nothing, I'm just obsessed with like butthole experimentation. This says, in order to see if mammals would also breathe through their anus in oxygen deprived conditions, Take B, the scientist, first tested mice. The findings, published in the journal Med last year, were, quote, stunning. He said, these people.
Sphincter.
I love, like, a butthole experimentation in the lab.
People, imagine that this is your whole job, is, like, sphincter.
That's a cool
breathing job.
Yeah. Where you are single-handedly uncovering the truth. Everyone's been so afraid of the butthole. No one's wanted to get up close and personal.
But now we know that gaze, not only
forged the way.
Gaze, not only is it like an amazing pleasure spot, but it's also holds the key to,
it's also your mouth now.
Life. It's like in that South Park episode where everyone eats by sitting on things. Remember? Martha Stewart sits on a whole turkey.
Gaze yassed so we could breathe.
They did. We did.
So the mice are fucking slaying with their assholes. So next up.
It's like Human Centipede vibes a little.
Yeah, maybe the Human Centipede can be done.
I can't handle the Human Centipede.
I dragged friends to see that, and I think it made them question me to this day.
I don't doubt them.
Well, I just was like in a place where I wanted to like watch depraved horror movies.
Yeah, I get it.
And I couldn't go alone quite yet, so I needed to like drag people, but now mama goes alone. Mama goes deep.
What's up? There was another thing on the docket I saw. Was it about Jen Shah?
Jen Shah has pled guilty. We didn't talk about that yet. people have
wanting our take.
Yeah.
I think it's good that she did it. I think it's gonna help her, but it's also like it completely just shows how full of shit she is.
Totally. I mean, I think she had to because the trial was about to start and she just knows like I don't think she was gonna play well in court because she is so guilty.
She's guilty.
She's guilty.
It's sad that we missed out on a really incredible like trial looks, courtroom sketches, maybe some televised moments.
Maybe video, who knows?
Yeah, like seeing her walk into court every day, like that would have been a moment.
Hearing the voicemails, like and the and like reports of the messages that were being sent to like stew chains, like there would have been some prime entertainment, but you know what?
Maybe it's one of the housewives pulled to the witness stand as like character.
I know.
What did she refer to herself in the voicemail? Hi, this is Susan or something.
I can't remember.
Oh, it chills me to my bones.
Like we are also, well, maybe she might get sentenced. So maybe there's a chance that there will be like victim impact statements read, but I would love to hear those.
What is she, how long is she facing again? Like,
let's see.
50 years. Therefore, for the grace of God, go I.
She pleaded on she pleaded to criminal fraud charges. Imagine scamming hundreds of elderly people.
I think a lot of people can, because they do. She just got caught.
Elderly people are such easy targets.
They are.
You literally, all you have to do is send them like a link and they'll click it. And then you can take everything from them.
But this is sort of going to be the end of that, because the new elderlies will all be much savvier.
It's our us.
Yeah, we're like...
But every once in a while, someone almost gets me with a link.
Yeah, that's true.
Her plea agreement calls for a sentence of up to 14 years in prison. Her sentencing is scheduled for November 28th, the Monday after Thanksgiving.
I think she'll get like a year or two.
I think she could get like 5 years, but then get out with like good behavior.
After like 9 months or something.
After like 2.5 years.
Damn. She wrote, she burned bright and faded hard.
I know. In addition to time behind bars, the plea agreement calls for Shaw to make restitution in the amount of more than $9 million to the victims, as well as a forfeiture of $6 million.
How much does she have in liquid, do you think?
TBD.
Damn. Well, my heart goes out to Coach Shaw and the boys.
I know.
And her nephew.
It's sad for them.
It is really sad.
Yeah. That's also a nice... why she should avoid the trial, because they shouldn't be...
She shouldn't put her kids through that.
Yeah. Brandy Glanville has a rap song that someone alerted me to.
I saw that. It was... I had to turn it off.
I just want to revisit it.
Okay. And I have something that I don't think is on the docket for after that is important that we should discuss.
To me about it, I was like, shut up. He's really going to play my song?
It's a thing. BGZ.
What if you and him laying down some tracks?
Let's go.
Gonna tell the truth and do it to the max. But the mother housewives better watch it.
She sounds like Iggy Azalea. Right?
Look at these people in the stew.
It's like performance art.
She said she live on Havenhurst. She's shouting out street names in the hood.
She lives around here, I think.
Tread lightly. Wait, I forgot that she does like a baby rap voice, which I don't think white women can pull that off.
She does. She literally sounds like Iggy Azalea to me.
Really?
Yeah.
She sounds like a white Nicki Minaj, and it's not right.
Do you remember the video where Iggy Azalea was on some like... Was it like, it was some radio show and they were like, give us just like a freestyle verse, and T.I. was with her and you could see his face and he was like, oh no, they're putting her on the spot.
Because she can't freestyle?
She literally just rapped one of her songs and then they were kind of like, they were being good sports about it and they were just like respectfully nodding, but it was literally her lyrics to a song that already exists.
Oh damn.
And then they were like, okay, we've got a caller, and the very first caller was, that was fucking awful, stop rapping, you're not a rapper.
Oh, Iggy Azalea.
I
for some reason thought you meant I was in the place of Nicki Minaj. I was like, wait, what?
Oh no,
Iggy Azalea
She just rapped her. It was her freestyle. It was her actual song. It was an incredible video.
I love that.
And there's some guy going, "Yo, that shit was fucking awful."
I love it. That's the call they take. They're like, "Well, you're up from Ohio."
And T.I. is sort of his. She was his protege, so you can see him being like, "Oh no, they're gonna reveal it." Anyway,
the morally reprehensible T.I. and Tiny.
In other news, Demi Lovato is. No longer they, them. She's now back to cis pronouns. So.
Enough.
It's very much the Azealia Banks video. So. Now what?
Truly, it never ends.
She said, "I was feeling feminine recently." I was like, okay.
Okay, bitch.
Well.
Put on a fucking skirt.
Go off.
Fuck off. Enough. I'm so sick of her. I have been for a long time, but it's just another notch in her hideous belt. Shut the fuck up. She needs a shut the fuck up cease and desist from the law.
The people's law.
The people's law.
Damn.
Enough. I would get into a so you say. She goes, "I'm she, her now."
So you
and
say.
And this I know. And I go, "So you say."
Well, I'm also
that just... I was so you say. I'm going to be quite honest with you. When she said she was non-binary, when she said this I know, internally I was, "So you say." And then she kept being like, "This I know." And I literally was like, "So you say."
I believe every non-binary person I do, but Demi just doing the old switcheroo. I was just like.
No, I was so you say. So you say. Because I'm they, them. This I know. So you say. We've been in a this I know, so you say for years. And now finally, so you say came out on top.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique 3-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Speaking of enough, Taylor Armstrong is now
an
proud
OC
owner
housewife.
Of an orange.
I know. Did we talk about
it? No, we didn't talk about it. No.
On the pod?
We just talk about it IRL? Yeah. Guys, I'm...
Praise. Bring she Vicky back, though. We need Vicky.
Did we talk about it?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
So you say.
I thought we were just texting about it.
Mm-mm. We had the discussion. So you say.
Demi Lovato should be on the Real Housewives.
Did we talk about it? And you go, we did. And I go,
so you say. Demi Lovato should be on the Real Housewives.
I can't. I like actually... She's so fucking fake and like truly is a deeply lost, confused person who doesn't know who she is. So I believe that she believed for a while that she was non-binary. But like at the end of the day, she'll literally say whatever the fuck. Like she has no like compass or any sort of like North Star. I read some article recently.
That's Hollywood, baby.
Probably on the cursedjezebel.com website, but like it was going over all the press that she's ever.
The cursed Jezebel?
Yeah.
You call them the cursed Jezebel?
I don't know. They're kind of cursed in some ways. Sometimes they're on it, but sometimes it's a cursed energy. Mm. But they had a good article that was like going over all the press tour stuff that Ms. Lovato had said every time she had an album cycle, and every single album cycle she's been like, this is the album that truly represents who I am. The last one was just me like not knowing who I am, but this time is the one. She's every single time for her whole career has said an iteration of that exact statement in the press, and I'm like,
in the press,
no, you know nothing, you know nothing. You know not a single thing.
Why did she say, like, Gaga and House of Gucci?
You know nothing.
It's very, there could be 100 people in the room.
What?
That Gaga, remember she kept saying, there could be 100, and all you need is one person to believe you.
That's true.
But it's a broken record with Ms.
That was
Demi.
True with Ms. Lovato when she came out. There could be 100 people saying, so you say, but all you need is one rabid fan to shut them down and set the record straight. I'm sick of it. I think that it's bullshit, and I'm not afraid. Go sing to a ghost.
That's compelling.
That's
to me.
Cool.
I think she's down that road. Her and Kesha are like singing to ghosts.
They're doing the damn thing.
And then one last thing. There's a new, even though there wasn't already a documentary about or docuseries about it, there's a new Netflix docuseries about Woodstock 99. That is
more content,
but it's so much better than the other one, and it has so much more, like, it's a wider scale, and you get into like the nitty gritty of what was happening.
Damn.
And they interview Gavin Rossdale too.
Bisexual king.
Is he bi?
Yeah. Ugh. He's so sexy.
Fat Boy Slim gets interviewed. It's just great. You should watch it. It's pretty.
It's great.
It's great, but it's
it's
pretty,
just great.
It is. I've seen it, but with this specific event, this incident, I can't get enough content about it. It's so disgusting and like true. It's so prescient for what's happening today in a lot of ways. But like it was such a microcosm of society, and it's incredible.
It laid the groundwork.
And that Ms. Jewel was on the docket is my favorite thing. Ms. Jewel is like I think Ms. Jewel's put her little Joe Rogan cap on, and she's in that camp now. But
she's a Roganista.
Oh, she is a
really.
Jewel is one of the number one commenters on like all your the people that you're like all the flops. You look down on the comments, and Jewel's commenting up in their grill.
Really,
Jewel comments on all of Joe Rogan's Instagrams. Like, love you, brother.
Wow.
Hell yeah, brother. Like, I feel this, brother.
I want a documentary about like their relationship and how they met and like go way back.
Jewel is truly like drinking her ivermectin and like loving that Rogan life, smoking that Rogan doobie.
I love it. She's putting like butter in her coffee.
Yeah.
She is keto.
She's always like, love you, queen. Like, she's a supportive queen to all these, like...
I love that. I want Jewel to be a fan.
Like, Whitney Cummings. She's like, hell yeah, queen. Like, one of those people.
Jewel, if you're listening,
come out. I love you.
Yeah, come on the pod.
But I love that my favorite detail about Woodstock 99 is they had the only three female acts they had were Sheryl Crow, Alanis Morissette.
And Jewel.
Just, like, the most... You're asking for people to come after them. Like, that crew of people, like, Limp Bizkit heads...
I just wonder why they thought that people would be interested. I mean, if I were...
I love Sheryl Crow.
All three of those
Atlantis,
women.
Atlantis, I would have been like, yeah.
I've seen Atlantis.
Jewel, I'd be like,
meh. Oh, I love Jewel. See, I'm a Jewelie.
I'm
a Jewel
Atlantis
head.
And Sheryl Crower.
I need to watch that Sheryl Crow doc.
I have no interest in watching it, but I love her.
Love her so much. I heard it's incredible.
I feel a change. Do you?
Where is the Woodstock 99?
Netflix.
Netflix is always trying to snatch wigs.
But that it was done at a military base is iconic. Going from peace and love to a hot 100 degree tarmac of a
just
abandoned
heat radiating up at
shit
you.
Shit juice all over the place. Women being me too'd left and right, and men just like.
Woodstock 99 is literal what I imagine like hell to be. It's just you're trapped in Woodstock 99 and you cannot escape. And it's Groundhog Day.
And Gavin Russell talked about having to go on after Korn played. And Korn like...
Korn?
I have to say...
Korn slayed. Korn's hot.
I was a Korn head. I was a Limp Bizkit head too.
Freak. I loved them both.
We all...
I like did coke with my cousins when I was 16 and like blasted... Limp Bizkit.
Fam.
Fucking family
but I,
bonding.
Everyone in my class, we all were obsessed with Limp Bizkit. And
you were literally not a human being in that era if you weren't obsessed with Limp Bizkit.
But I have to say, they did in fact slay on that stage. And the crowd
Limp Bizkit
was
served.
Korn served it. Korn served him a
that little
dose.
White dreadlock man. Sometimes I feel like a freak on a leash.
The crowd, just seeing the like undulating.
Something takes a part of me. Remember that music video and the making the video?
And all.
And the bullet going, and he's like,
yeah, the.
I chilled.
But yeah, we all were listening to that music as like fifth graders and just being like, but it's truly wild. And then Gavin Russell went on after and he had to talk about like, just like, he basically had to calm the crowd down the first night by taking his shirt off and just crooning in like a very like grungy way, and it calmed everyone down.
That's sweet.
Everyone was just like, let me suck his nipples.
All the guys were like,
they want to fuck him.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
But
I'm upset. Like,
it's a crazy,
even though I fucked with like Limp Bizkit majorly, it never made me want to like go to a concert and like rape anyone. You know what I mean?
Well,
or like
yeah,
go
I don't think...
tear down like a sound thing and like light it on fire and throw like Molotov cocktails at the cops.
I just love this. And they interview like MTV. Like, remember Anandas from MTV? She was a presenter. She was like always at like spring break, and she was always...
I'd probably recognize her if I saw her face.
She was like... She was assigned strictly to like MTV down in like the Bahamas, like when they would always have those constant TRLs. And then they were like, we're going to fly you up to New York. And she was like, fuck, I don't want to go to upstate New York. I'm in the Bahamas. And then they had her be like a correspondent, and just hearing her take on it, because she was like 25.
Yeah.
And she's a black woman, and it was mostly a white, like scary white, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's just interesting to hear these people that were boots on the ground as like reporters or presenters, and how they were basically assaulted by like hordes of these.
It's like reporting from a war zone.
It was.
It's like Afghanistan.
And it was just like, it was post Columbine. It's just such a like crazy, like that.
Post
Columbine. Columbine?
Columbine, and then like Girls Gone Wild era.
Yeah.
Because MTV Spring Break really laid the groundwork for a Girls Gone Wild era. I feel like those are the types of events where Girls Gone Wild like descended on Spring Breakers and then were like, show us your tits.
Well, I didn't realize that pay-per-view was sent to Woodstock, and they were just going around like asking people to like basically fuck on camera.
Yeah.
And all the women were doing like, you know, they were all topless, and they were basically trying to recreate the Girls Gone Wild thing as, like, sound stages are being toppled to the ground, and, like, people are hijacking vans and driving them through the Fatboy Slim, like, rave crowd, and, like, it's just, it was 3 days of just carnage, and it got progressively worse every day.
Yeah. Does it talk about the owners of the festival, or, like, the founders, Michael and, like, Lang. How shitty they are?
Yeah, and they were, like, being interviewed as all this shit's happening, and they didn't give them water, which I always forget.
They were like, it'll be $5.
It'll be $5 for water.
What shitheads.
And, like, Limp Bizkit was sort of, like, they were, like, trying to get everyone to, like, release their rage because they could feel that everyone was, like, mad at the...
Everyone's keyed up and dehydrated.
And they were like, give them... All the acts were like, give these people fucking water. And so they would just spray everyone down.
Yeah.
And the Offspring went out and they were like, every man that's assaulting...
Love the Offspring.
Too. But he said...
all the girly Sam, pretty fat, full white guy.
But he came out and he was like, it looks like a lot of women are being assaulted right now. So, like... women, please, I'm encouraging you to, like, grab guys' dicks and, like, put them on the spot. And all the women were like, yeah.
And, like, that seems, like, well-intentioned, but also not the thing you want to do if you would like for men to, like, not sexually assault
you. That was, like, 90s allyship.
Yeah, I don't blame the art. I never blame the artists. They're just doing their thing. But they're hired guns. It's the organizers and the people putting it on.
Blaming the artists, of course.
Oh, of course. They become, like, the scapegoat or whatever. And it all... people that blame, like, the artists or, like, video games are just, like, so 1.0.
Yeah.
Like, fucking get conscious of, like, what's going on in the fucking world.
Speaking of not conscious of what's going on in the world, I'm Carrie.
I'm Lara.
And you're listening to...
Sexy, unique podcast.
Beverly Hells
Angels. Angels.
These women are not conscious of what's happening in the world.
These women have entered a vortex in this episode specifically.
This was a COVID bottle episode.
Yeah. It felt unnatural.
It felt marred by reality and them sort of shutting themselves away to hide from it together.
I'm also obsessed with the logistics of this episode where, in lieu of, like, filming scenes in different locations, they're just in Rinna's backyard being like, can we walk over here to this bench?
Yeah, well, it was like at the height of, like, Omicron, and, like,
everyone was dropping like flies.
So they had to literally, like, make do by just having it in Rinna's, like, kind of shitty backyard and just sitting on her porch.
My hot take on Rinna's backyard and house is that it actually is incredibly nice, but no one knows, like, how to film it and make it look nice on camera.
My hot take is that I really like it, and it's sort of the style I love, like, kind of an Italian, like, but it's
Mediterranean. It feels like a home.
It's a little dated. Like, the kitchen needs to be updated. I feel like there's some things where I'm like,
some may say it needs a renovation.
It needs a little bit of a renovation. I think all they need is to judge it a little, and then it would be, like, spectacular.
Yeah.
But everyone has COVID. It was kind of refreshing to not have Kyle on the episode, I have to say. I didn't miss her.
Yeah, we didn't need Big Mouth Kyle getting in the mix, trying to, like, arbitrate and just further confuse the situation.
Rinna walks out into her backyard with a glass of tea, a cup of tea, and makes FaceTimes to invite everyone over to her Rinna wine tasting.
I love her FaceTiming Diana, and she goes, hi, how are you? And Diana goes, just struggling.
Diana has COVID.
Mm-hmm.
She's been hit really hard, of course. She calls Kyle, and Kyle's like, ah!
She calls Dorit to invite her, and Dorit goes, absolutely would not miss it for the world. Dorit is on an acting tip that is everything is stunning and the stakes are high, and I want you to know how much I care about every single thing.
She's both a terrible actress and an incredible actress.
She is, life is beautiful.
She is truly.
She's Roberto Benigni.
She's miming. She's like.
Absolute. That's like me saying like, oh, could you just like grab that glass and bring it over here? And her being like, absolutely.
Of course.
I would love nothing more than to do that for a friend.
I would never not do that for you. Rinna, I love, by the way, in reality, is just boldly posting Alexander Wang shoots that she's in.
Well, he's employing her daughter.
No, I know. She's just like,
Rinna's leaning. I like how he's just back.
Yeah, people are just like, oh.
I mean, I bought an Alexander Wang bag last year when it was on sale. Sorry.
So Rinna's
dog.
Gonna,
oh, go ahead.
Rinna has she has a rosé that she's testing, and she wants all the women to drink it.
I was like, Rinna's in her fucking I'll put my name on anything era.
I feel like then, COVID has not touched the Housewives more than it's touched Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
They seem to always be having COVID outbreaks.
Probably, right? Because...
No, I feel like all the house, either they're more tight-lipped about it, but like no one gets COVID more than
the Beverly Hills Housewives.
Just wealth.
Well, I think like
rich people got COVID first.
I haven't watched OC, so I don't know what their like COVID statuses were. And Roni was only on, I think, did they film pre-COVID or was that? Oh, so they haven't even been on COVID.
I can't handle it.
And then like. Atlanta filmed during COVID, but I didn't watch that season. I don't know how the other franchises have handled it, but like
I think Orange County just denies it's
happening. Yeah, I think they're just like, we don't actually care if anyone has COVID or not, but LA people are like, and I think LA production crews are like so over the top like conscious about it that it you see it more because they're like testing everyone every day to do anything. Mm-hmm. With the production, so
my flight or fight activated when I saw a flashback of them in Provence and Teddy Mellencamp was there.
You get out of here. Laughing, I was like, you don't deserve to have a good time.
With her burgundy felt cap.
That
no.
I'm thinking of her in that episode. She just had like shenanigans with Kyle. And they both called like EJ Global. They were like, you're scaring us.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, remember EJ Global was just like taking to the room all the time.
I'll never forget EJ Global when Eileen said something like, you must be worried about your son as a cop.
If I talk about my son.
And Eileen was crying. And I was like, that's when I was like, I'm done with Erica, when she came from my queen, Eileen.
Love Eileen. Sutton's dog ripping up the sod. I was like, oh my God.
Waylon. Her gay assistant, Josh, chases after him and he goes, God damn it, Waylon.
Waylon seems like he's pulling some Marley and Me shit.
Waylon's a little bit Kingsley.
No one's Kingsley. Yeah, only Kingsley true. Was Kingsley. Waylon's just like a puppy, like a big puppy. I was also shocked at how many dogs Sutton has. She's doing like a Lisa Vanderpump where they're like cordoned off in one room of the house. But I was like, wait, you have like two cats at least and like four dogs, and I'm obsessed with that.
Sutton does channel Kim Richards when she makes chicken salad.
She's channeling Kim by reeling from being alone for Christmas.
Her kids are normal. Her son, I have my eye on her son.
They seem really camera shy, which like good for them.
Well, they act. I mean, her daughter, I remember once was, I think she was with like Delilah Bell or something, and they were the same age and they could not have been more
different.
Yeah.
Delilah Bell is like has the sensibilities of like a 45-year-old like woman.
And this one seemed like a teenager.
Yeah, like she seemed like 17 years old, 18 years old.
Her son is like military man. He's going to the Citadel.
Philip, I'm like
shooter energy.
It seems like he's just really unmotivated, like not gonna make good grades, but is creative, but just doesn't do anything. And so they have to, like, it's military school has maybe been, like, a constant threat.
Well, and he wants to go join the army.
I know, but a lot of the time, kids like that, like...
They say they want to. You know who else went to the Citadel?
Who?
Thomas Ravenel.
No! Is it a southern place? Is it a college?
It's like a military college.
At least you work out.
Wait, I heard Southern Charm, because I'm watching it.
Yeah.
But I've had people reaching out excited that I'm watching it. And also,
everyone's
like,
real. The community at large is incredibly excited that you're watching it.
But also, like, worried for your soul. Because it is, like...
It's such a dark... I've forgotten
it's how... It's the darkness.
It's like I forgot about the trauma of watching, like... I think I probably watched, like, 4 seasons of that show.
But anyway, someone messaged me that there's a lot of people that think Shep is the father of Catherine's daughter.
Really?
Because they were apparently having sex, like, on and off a lot at the time.
Wow.
And that, anyway. That
was... Shep is such a dog.
Yeah,
he's a
Shep
dirty
is...
dog.
He's an alcoholic.
The men on that show are gross. I'm telling
Except
you, the
Craig,
only
I love
one.
Craig.
Prayers.
I love Craig.
But I honestly, my dark truth is I fucking love Whitney.
Whitney's funny.
And I'm here for it. Here to beard or not beard if you're, or do whatever.
I think he's straight.
Maybe bi?
Yeah.
Maybe straight.
I think he's straight. I think he's just like.
I think we could just get along really well. TBD how often we'd have sex, but maybe pretty often at first, and then it would taper off into like a once a year type of thing that we'd both be pretty happy with.
My dark truth is I love Craig.
Craig.
I love hearing his Siggy deep
I
voice.
I hate Craig so much.
I love.
He physically.
I love him.
He repels me. You love his like shiny, sweaty, coked out energy.
There's just something like really I like that he just calls everyone out and like causes shit.
I hate him.
I think he's so funny. Shep annoys me. I'm like, Shep, you need to go to AA. I'm sorry.
Everyone needs to be in a program.
Thomas Ravenel needs to be
catapulted to be honestly
moon.
Like
he needs to be sent to
shot by a firing squad.
He is so terrifying to me, and his father, the Grim Reaper, who's like a literal KKK wizard.
Shep or not Shep? I mean, probably all of them come from a long line
of
loud KKK members,
and they all talk about like plantations. And
I'm
obsessed, like, you guys,
with Bravo being like, let's keep it going.
They've cut out episodes, whole episodes, because there's like
really
crazy, yeah.
Because they've
gone back and had to like remove episodes because of like, I think, overtly racist, terrible shit. I mean, I'm part of the problem that I'm even watching it, but like it's insane.
But it is like whatever's done is done. Like I disagree with going back and cutting out anything because I think that it's an archival footage and it captures a specific place in time, and like it's important to see that. Like I don't think anyone's watching that being like, wow, fucking KKK goals, like slay KKK, cannot wait to like rock my antebellum look. I think people are watching that being like horrified, but it's good to shine a light on that because you like see what the culture was like at that time and what the entertainment like industry's values were. It's like very reflective. So to like erase that is like trying to be like, oh, we didn't do that after all, or like, but we're sorry, when it's like someone just ran up a chain of command, someone okayed this. Like you can't erase the fact that like your company culture like okayed this at the end of the day and so
right.
Like put it on TV anyways.
Dorit and Garcelle meet for drinks. And I go, where the fuck are they?
I was so confused. I was like, what time of day is it?
It's like dusk. I was a little confused about the time of day, the whole thing. Sutton and her kids, she's like, we'll save this for dinner. I'm like, it's dark out now, mama.
I was like, why? I was destabilized by so many things in Sutton's
her
scene.
Fridge.
Number one, a chicken salad sandwich is not dinner. I'm sorry. That's like a lunch. That's like a pre 5 p.m. 5 p.m. is the cutoff. And then a Wonder Bread scenario, also roomy.
And that fridge.
And her fridge was like, it's fine. It's just like a temporary fridge journey. But like a chicken salad for dinner was not right.
It was unwell.
It was ungodly.
I was like, everyone in this family is unwell.
The vibe was weird. I think it's a mixture of her kids just being very camera shy.
Which I get and I respect.
And like, I guess it's like her wanting to have.
I think she wants.
Her kids are 18 now, so I guess they can film if they want to.
But it almost seems like if I was in that situation and my kids hadn't filmed with me during my tenure on the show so far, I'd just kind of keep them out of the picture.
Mm.
Because it don't, like, I think it's kind of weird to throw them into that mix. Unless they're like, we really want to film with you.
I think Sutton just wants to be a star.
Yeah. She wants to have like relatable mom content.
And I think her kids are like, this is weird.
But she is Southern Gothic at heart, and it reads. Mm-hmm. It reads in the scene.
Yeah, so I was confused. Garcelle and Dorit were like either on the Warner Brothers lot or like the Paramount lot, like the New York set. I was like, they're in like...
They hired like drivers to just like go by on the street.
Yeah, they're in like Murray Hill right now. I was like, what?
They're in like the deep valley somewhere. PK's DUI or alleged DUI gets discussed, and basically like the cops, like Mauricio like paid off the cops.
Well, Garcelle says, I read that PK was driven home by the cops, and she goes, that would never happen to a black person.
No.
So she was just kind of like,
well, also, it would never, I mean, his whole situation would never happen to a black person, but like his whole situation would never happen to a poor person either.
Yeah, it's just the privilege.
You can't just he blew over the limit. Like, yeah. Any other person would be arrested and booked for that.
Yeah, these people just don't live in the same realm as us.
Yeah.
But Garcelle's recording her audio for her memoir, and Dorit goes, not a lot of people would have the cojones to do doing.
Excuse me, cojones. I was like, Dorit.
And Garcelle, I didn't really realize this, but she reveals that she had a Bill Cosby Me Too encounter, yeah. Which is harrowing, terrifying.
I mean, he's a fucking pig.
I hate what he did to Garcelle and all of them.
I love Garcelle trying to like kind of talk about the PK stuff, and then Dorit just goes, so, Rinna's wine tasting. Do you think Erica's going to have wine? And like, why are you guys talking about this?
Garcelle says that Erica thinks that Sutton is a liability to her and that she's going to push her to do bad stuff. And Dorit goes, you don't seem like the Thelma and Louise types together. Which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
Like,
I think her read on Garcelle is pretty good.
Yeah, and Dorit was, I think they're both like, Erica is full of shit.
Yeah, she's just trying to distract.
Back at the EJ Global
House of Horrors.
She goes, she's meeting with her team, including her very terrifying publicist. And Erica goes, the dick is great right now, everyone. I was like, for some reason, when she's saying it, it doesn't feel authentic, and it feels like,
no,
not real and like awkward.
Feels like she's trying to get like her fans to like yas on her behalf. Like she's playing to,
yeah,
the people that would like be like, go off, sister.
She wants the gays to be like, yes, relatable queen, but it's like, I don't,
it reads poorly.
Yeah.
I've just been trying to get some good dick. I'm like, you're gross. Fucking sick.
I was like, shut up.
She goes, maybe I will think I'm going to be a part-time dominatrix. I was like, you actually should do that. That seems like a great job for you. No shade. Honestly, do it. Make that money. Someone's got to pay for your lifestyle now, girly. Get out there. Crack the whip.
I found it. I was in bed intimate with someone someone was giving me good dick the other night.
Obsessed with dick.
Someone was
penis envy.
Yeah, she goes, someone, I was in bed the other night with a partner.
With a fat dick in my pussy.
With a fat cock up my...
up my bum.
Up my bum.
And he said, cock everywhere, big dick.
And he said, you should be a dominatrix. I think you'd be a good one. And she said, you know, maybe I've always wanted to, so we might call it the Pretty Mess Dungeon. I was like, all right.
Just don't steal that. Get the lawyer on that. Get my trademark lawyer.
I was like, just do it. Stop talking about it.
Yeah,
just
shut
do
the
it.
Fuck up.
Sutton and Rinna get lunch, and they have like a funny like frenemy lunch kind of. They're both like, we hate each other. But I love you too.
I'm obsessed with the flashback of Rinna telling someone, she goes, I will torture Sutton. I was like, oh my God.
Sutton goes, I'd like some bread, please. And they cut to Rinna's face and she's like this.
Okay, I need to take a moment to take a stand against something.
What?
Brenna ordered steak frites and then ordered her steak medium well. And that is grounds for a 51-50.
What do you mean?
Medium well?
For steak frites?
Medium well.
I vacillate between medium and medium well sometimes.
Okay, I have a lot of like very strong opinions on red meat and the way that it should be cooked and consumed. If you're ordering, like, I think ordering a burger medium is like, that's the only thing that should be medium.
Yeah.
But like any sort of steak needs to be medium rare, like period, the end, like no more discussion. I rest my case, Your Honor. Medium well is you're just going to eat like a charred fist. Like I don't understand.
I love a fist.
You love a charred.
I will sometimes want a medium. Sometimes
I'm in a charred tough piece.
Sometimes I'm in the mood for just a charred piece.
Just a piece of gristle.
Yeah, I am.
You just want to kind of
not always
chew.
Sometimes
and
I do
char.
Medium rare, but sometimes I do medium well.
Medium well.
Yeah.
Just like a gray piece of steak.
Yeah.
What's delicious
I
about
like
that
the taste,
too?
I like the taste of burnt sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I like the burnt skin.
Okay. Have you ever heard of...
I do rare, too. I love sometimes I'm going to move...
Have you ever heard of Pittsburgh style?
No.
That's what my dad orders his steak, which I think... I've seen him dip into the medium rare... Or I've seen him dip into, like, a well-done pool, and I'm like, you're not my father. But, like... He's done Pittsburgh style, which I think they char the outside. So you get that burnt taste, but then you get like medium rare on the inside. So just try that on for size. Just like.
All right, Oklahoma.
Everyone needs to really take a chill. If you're going to order something medium well, you should just get salmon or chicken or just consider maybe not. That's all I'm saying. Where are my medium rare heads at? I need to feel seen in the steak community.
Mm-hmm.
I just was like, I was shocked by that.
Hmm.
And I have to, if I see something, you better believe I'm going to say something.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered showerhead comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Everyone's getting ready for Rinna's rosé party.
EJ is fiending for rosé. She's thirsty. I wrote, Erica's getting thirsty.
She's like, I can't wait to get my hands on. I can't wait to get some dick, and I can't wait to get some alcohol. Where is it? Bring it on.
She calls Diana.
Diana hid on a deserted island for all of COVID. What island?
I don't know.
Little St. James?
I thought she was kidding.
No, she literally, I think very, very wealthy people hid on
fled to islands
or like massive properties away from everyone else. They fled to one of their like 15 estates.
She goes, FBI won't be able to find me. I was like, yeah, you said it.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they won't.
Yeah.
Ms.
Jenkins.
Room 24 or whatever the fuck.
Room 19.
Yeah. Weirdly refreshing without Kyle, I wrote.
Yeah. Though I was hoping for some smoky content. Her puppy.
Oh, yeah. He was cute. Crystal's also sick and she sounds pretty bad.
Crystal's going through it.
Yeah. Sutton calls her and she's like, hi, girly. And she's wearing one of those like pussy blouse things.
Yeah, she's wearing some sort of like
ruffled,
fluffy bow like rosette. And Crystal is in a dark place.
Crystal's in like a dark, she's in a bout of COVID that's like.
A bout of COVID that's also like coupled with her like rampant eating disorder has like taken over her entire life, and the only thing she can say is like, I gained 5 pounds.
And Sutton's like, all right, it's not that big of a deal.
She's okay, who cares?
Also, it's wild that Biden has tested positive once again, and it's like we're entering week 3.
Well,
Cherie arrives first wearing a beret.
I love Cherie.
I do too.
I think she's funny, and I like that she's not like a seasoned housewife, because you get really honest reactions over like her reactions to how all the other ladies are acting, or they make me lol.
Wait, yesterday I went to Starbucks and I was walking out, and a woman who was like maybe as tall as I was, wearing tall, tall wedge heels and a big, like a cute, very flowy floral like sundress,
mm-hmm.
and a huge knit red beret, and I was like, this is literally Emily in Paris. She held the door for me, and it was very like masculine vibes,
uh-huh.
and I was like, oh, thank you, merci.
Yes.
And then we were driving down Sunset, and Simon goes, oh my god, another beret. And there was a man who looked like a communist in like McCarthy era, wearing black beret and, you know, like a beatnik. And I was like, are berets coming back?
I think so. That the recent Bachelorette episode, they just went to Paris. And oh, this is actually disgusting too, is that, so you know on The Bachelor and Bachelorette, like they will travel, like, you know,
yeah,
they go
yeah.
to all these different countries. So
they're finally doing that first.
They're finally doing it post COVID, but the way they're doing it is absolutely like, I would quit the show. They have loaded the entire cast onto a Virgin cruise. And they made them board like a cruise ship in the ports of France, and like they're taking the cruise ship from port to port.
They've like rented the whole cruise ship.
Yeah, I think they're premiering. I think Virgin has a new cruise ship, and so it's like SpawnCon. But I was like, this is bottom of the fucking barrel.
Strep throat.
This is strep throat vibes. Even though they're the only ones on the ship,
no,
I'm still like, this is fucking cheap, and like. They went to Paris and tried on beret. They had their heads measured for berets. And I was like, also, they are taking them to Paris. It looked cold as fuck. It was raining. I was like, shitty.
The one time I've ever been to Paris, it was, I mean, I liked it, but it was freezing and raining the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, it's great whenever. I would go there tomorrow, even if it was raining. But I'm just like, oh, little snore baby.
Mango.
But like, to have that be the vibe, like the vibe and the hype for like this beautiful date in Paris, I'm like, you guys, this is, we have reached new lows. I fully would quit.
Yeah,
you put me on a fucking cruise and you try and call that like luxury and tell me I should be grateful. I'll take a stand. I'll say, so you say, and then I will leave.
EJ arrives in a rosé jumpsuit and she sits down and they go, would you, Renee goes, Erica, do you want something to drink, like a cocktail? And she goes, nothing. A chamomile tea, please. I was like, that's going to last for 10 minutes.
This is her warm-up. Yeah. She's going to warm up her throat to open wide and get a fucking glug of wine down her gullet. She looks like she works at Glossier.
Yeah, she does.
She's like wearing the exact Glossier employee jumpsuit.
Garcelle arrives in Balenciaga.
Mm-hmm.
In like a yellow sweater thing, like a coat.
It's ugly.
And Sutton goes, Garcelle, I have to ask you, where is your sweater from? And everyone starts,
I love that troll.
Hamlin arrives in a leather jacket with a turtleneck. And I wrote, he's a bisexual professor out in the wild.
Mm-hmm. Just bringing the lady some tea.
He's Mysteries of Pittsburgh.
Someone shakes EJ's hand and she's wearing like her huge Cartier, like Panther ring. And someone goes, ooh, a ring. She has something sparkly and yummy. And I was like, my God. The fly machines are out.
I know.
I was like, you know, it's a Rinna function when the fly machines are out.
They got the fans going.
Mm-hmm.
Hamlin rates Rinna's blowjob as a 10.
I love that.
Also, I forgot that her daughter was like, my mom taught me everything I need to know about sucking dick.
Yeah, they read her in renovation.
Yeah, Crystal's apparently throwing up every day.
Everyone just talks openly about her eating disorder, which I was like, damn, you guys are savages for this. Don't you think she should be the one to reveal that to an audience?
Sheree goes, they go, she's throwing up every day. Sheree goes, self-induce? I was like, yes, Sheree.
Well, you never know if someone has COVID or something. She could have thought like, oh, she's so sick. But then they're like,
Erica at one point, she goes, well, she needs to go to rehab instead of posting about it online.
I was like, truer words are never spoken.
Rinna had a moment that Brandy had in Girls Trip where she looks directly into the camera and goes,
Rinna's shit tanked.
No, EJ.
EJ.
Sorry, EJ. She goes, yeah, Rinna gets black.
I did like that read though, because Crystal did do that like rave social media post. Yeah. And I'm like, I have to laugh when people do, when people like get brave on socials. I've like gotten brave on socials and then gone back and deleted my bravery because I'm like, this is not the place nor the vibe. So like, I enjoy having someone be like cognizant and speak to that. But I do think it's in like poor taste to go on camera and be like, our friend's just fucking struggling with bulimia, throwing up every day. And I do think it's kind of weird that she's not like in therapy or like rehab. Fixing it. Or just
not be on the show.
Seeing a professional. Yeah, not being on a show that like is going to ignite.
Yeah, she needs to do something.
Or I think probably does contribute to a lot of those.
There's randomly this guy, Doug, who's Rinna's wine tasting partner. He just appears out of nowhere.
And that is, when they're talking about Crystal's thing, like Rinna just goes, anyways, wine tasting, everyone? And then they go sit down with Doug, the sommelier.
He goes, this is from an area called the Mediterranean. I was like, hello. Thank you, Doug. We needed this, Doug.
The say that one more time.
Mediterranean.
I've heard of that place. I was truly side-eyeing, but then when everyone gave the rosé two thumbs up and it was also described as a pale rosé, I got a little shiv of me timbers.
You might have to get yourself a bottle.
I might have to.
EJ Global was getting turned. They all just, instead of sucking
it
down,
she opened up her deep throat with some chamomile tea. Now she's ready. She's truly the alien
in Nope,
but with alcohol. And if you even put a drink in front of her, she hoovers it right up.
Was it Garcelle or Sutton goes, no one's spitting out this wine. Yeah. Everyone is just, Sheree and Rinna are the first to black out, which I thought was cute.
I'm also, Harry Hamlin must have some sort of like say over the wine process because he gets like brutally honest and he's like, we need to work on the Brut. Or like, he was very serious about the Brut not being up to snuff.
And EJ goes, I don't care about the Brut.
Well, what is that?
Erica?
That Brut. She's House on Sweetser vibes.
She is. Oh, shit. Sheree goes, Rinna, you know, I didn't know you were that nurturing. I got to be honest. I was like, damn, I love her.
Everyone thinks, okay, I guess I don't have this impression of Rinna because,
I don't either.
Because I've never thought that she was a bitch. No, I thought that she's like, she's an operator.
I always thought she was kind of like Valerie Cherish.
Yeah, I thought she was nice. Like, I would want to go over to her house and gab with her.
I never, like, she's like, everyone thinks I'm such a fucking bitch. I'm like,
no.
No, Rinna, I think you're just leaning into this kind of high fashion kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
They all start Gavin again.
Dorit says she has a friend who's interested in Garcelle. I'm like, who though? Ooh. Like, can we get a pic? She was like, he's been inside for like years, but now he's like out. And like, she was like really cryptic about it. And then people were like, well, how tall is he? And someone goes, how big is his dick? And EJ goes, how big is his wallet? That's the real question.
She goes, first wallet, then a dick. I need to get dick down.
She goes, speaking of dick, I've been getting a lot of dick recently, and the dick is good. Have I ever told you that I'm getting good dick?
Speaking of dick, I need to leave this place for a dick appointment with Dick O'Clock with Mr. Dick.
Speaking of dick, what time is it? Oh, it's Dick O'Clock. She goes, it's dick 30, and I am late.
She goes, it's she goes, it's zero dick 30.
Speaking of, she goes, call me zero dick 30, because I've got a dick to stay.
I'm going in.
Call it zero dick 30, because I want someone to shoot me in the face with some cum, if you know what I mean. Hey, Dick O'Clock, am I right? Dick
she
time.
Goes, she goes, call in SEAL Team 6. Because I need to take all their dicks. SEAL Team Dick. My dick. I'm craving some dick. You know what I mean?
She goes, is that a ship in the port? Because I'm curious about some semen.
She goes, Garcelle, ask first, question later. Dick first, question later.
Dick first, then you go into the wallet. See how much cash is in it. Then if there's enough cash, go back to the dick. Someone's like, oh, so you've been having sex? And she's like, you could say I'm getting dick. And they're like, oh, with like the same person or a lot of different
lots, goes, lots of dicks.
No, just the same person giving me dick over and over. I'm obsessed with dick and he dicks me down.
No.
Day in, day out, his dick's in and out.
Right now, like, I'm all about not dating and just getting dick. From the same person. The same person in monogamous fashion. But he gives me dick. He gives me dick. We kept it up. We kicked it down. We kicked it all around the town. He gives me dick once. He gives me dick two. He gives me dick three. And then we break for lunch and he goes over to work and I go off to do my thing. And then we sit back. And guess what? He gives me dick again.
She's Dictor Seuss.
She's Dictor Claus.
She literally, Dictor they're Claus. Like, well, if you're fucking just the same guy every night, aren't
him.
You dating? And she goes, no. It's just sex. It's just dick. I was like, EJ's addicted to dick.
He's just one big, when I look at him, I see just a dick. I don't see any, I see a dick with lips and eyes and a strong brow.
I see a dick. The dick doesn't speak. It just fucks and that's dick for him.
I love how they all turn on Sutton again. Like everything always goes back to Sutton.
EJ first. So she, after her like dick spiel, she goes, is drinking mid sip of wine.
After she said, I can't drink anymore because I take medication that conflicts with drinking.
Yeah, but she's like at least four drinks deep and then drinks wine. And Dorit goes, so you're not drinking now? I was like, that is the most like Al-Anon way to like try and broach the topic with someone who's actively. They're four.
Yeah.
They're four booze drinks.
They're
in.
Four sheets to the wind.
Yeah. So you're not drinking anymore. Or?
She goes, well.
No, well, I am. Yeah, that's when she and Garcelle go for a walk, but they like walk 10 feet away, and Garcelle's like, "You want to walk for?" And EJ just stops and turns and sits on the bench, and Garcelle's like, "Okay."
And they basically talk about like she's like, "Why did you, I'm just curious why you think." Sutton is a liability to me. And Garcelle's like, well, she's
EJ.
She's like, well, she's unpredictable.
She goes, I think Sutton is a liability. She's like over enunciating.
And then they all.
I loved Garcelle saying she didn't believe everything that EJ was saying.
Yeah.
I was obsessed. I was like, thank God we're just like someone's still being honest. Like someone's just being real about the situation.
Yes.
Just so you don't believe me. You don't believe everything. You don't believe my side of the story. She goes, well,
no.
I don't believe everything.
And then EJ goes, well, you wouldn't have my back anyway, but I do like you.
I also realized that EJ is fully channeling Ursula.
Sea
witch in her confessional with that purple and that braid.
No.
She goes, everyone so judgmental. I was like, poor unfortunate soul.
Yeah.
She is her Mikey and that publicist of hers are flotsam and jetsam.
They are.
Liability gate rages on.
Rinna's just so drunk at this point. And she picks a fight with Sutton and she goes, you know, Sutton, I feel like there's a reason why you antagonize me.
There's a reason why you want to hurt me. And it did. It hurt me.
I know what she's trying to say.
So you're saying you just did it because you're friends with Garcelle and wanted to stick it to me.
Right, but I think she also is like, you're jealous of me.
Oh, yeah. I took it more. It probably is some of that. But I took it more as like she wants her to be honest about like the motivation. But it's also like, bitch, you already talked about this. And this is a weak plot point. Like,
she goes,
figure something out. Figure out some new drama.
She goes, oh, Sutton. She goes, you know, I've talked so much shit about you.
Rinna's off her game. And I blame Lois's passing for throwing Rinna off kilter because she could come up with drama better than this.
And she hisses at Sutton at one point. She goes,
I love drunk Tom Ford Rinna with her aviators on. She's on one.
She's kind of a mean drunk.
She goes, you know what? Get out of my house.
She goes, injustice! Injustice!
And Sutton goes, excuse me? She goes, you can leave my house if you want. Get out of here.
She goes, Sutton goes, well, I think you talk out of both sides of your mouth. And that was like somehow the breaking point. She goes, you know what?
Get out of my house.
Get out of my house. Get out.
I don't need you to be here.
You can leave. And don't you ever talk about my kids or my husband. And that's how you know someone is like truly mentally in a place is when they bring up you talking about your kids and your husband when you have not at all said one single thing about them.
It's like it's lowest hanging fruit with like. Lowest denominator with housewives jargon. Don't bring up the kids.
Well, even like Hannah Burner did it on Summer House when she had a terrible season of Summer House and then got fired because the fans just like ruthlessly turned on her and canceled her. And she had a freak out where she just came after someone accusing them like of talking about her dad. And he literally hadn't said anything. And I was like, this person's like deeply unwell.
Yeah.
She's having like a mini psychotic break.
You know what? Get out of here.
Get out of my house. Sutton goes, and I didn't mean to humiliate you. And she goes, you didn't humiliate?
You didn't in my drunken state, I'm trying to say you didn't humiliate me. You made a fool out of yourself. And I was just like, Rinna, you need to lock it up.
Take a nap.
Yeah, let's go to sleep.
Eat a piece of bread.
I want better for Rinna.
I want her to come up with some better manipulation.
Like, okay, let's think about this kind of critically. She can't go after EJ because that's like an alliance. Yeah. She can't go after Kyle. She can't go. Well, she's going to come after Kathy. So I think she is figuring it out. But this was I was like, Rinna, this isn't the Rinna I know
and love.
It's a
poor showing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have a talk with her and be like, you're better.
You're better than this.
You know what to do. You're the most, you're the biggest operator on the show.
But I give her a pass because R.I.P. Lois.
I give her a pass because the rosé was just too good.
That pale rosé.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I give her a pass because those fly machines.
Yeah. Throwing her off her game. Anyway, we inch closer to Aspen Gate.
Finally. Finally. I hope that we at least get to see Kathy saying horrific things about Kyle.
She will.
Because Kyle needs to be... I like a Kyle takedown.
From
I like
sister.
When people read her.
Especially one of her
or
sisters.
Or make fun of her and you know it'll cut even deeper because sisters can be so cruel. So whatever they say.
We wait with bated breath.
Yeah. When will they get to Aspen?
When?
What if they like lead this whole season up to like...
No, they won't.
And they do like a cliffhanger.
No, they won't. They won't.
Well, love and eternal light.
Stay safe out there.
Bye.
Sexy Unique Podcast is created and hosted by me, Lara Marie Shane Halls. This episode was co-hosted by the one and only Carrie O'Donnell. This episode was edited by Ness Smith-Savadoff. If you like what you heard today, please be sure to subscribe to Sexy Unique Podcast on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you're craving more sup and just can't get enough, and want access to things like bonus episodes, tons of premium content, as well as ad-free episodes of the pod, consider supporting the podcast on Patreon. You can find out more at patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast.